Testing. Yes. Okay, so I wanted to start by talking about growing up in Italy in wartime as McCarney begins his conversation with you. And from reading the book, I understand that your father escaped the draft, and so he didn't have to fight in the war, but that the war was certainly felt in your village.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what it was like in that time and some of the effects that you saw in the village where you grew up.
Well, the war, doesn't matter in which part of the war it is really bad. And who is paying the price is not the government of this country or the other country, are the people and soldiers, which they are cut off between the Mars. And the end result was bad because it was a shortage of food. I recall that we used to go to the grocery store and we used to have some kind of pepper which we could have so much bread per day and no more, no less. And the situation was very bad because you cannot find what you want in the grocery store. And some of the people, they've been starving because of the war. The people who had the farm, a small farm or bigger farm, they manage better because they grow up some veggie and whatnot. They had some animals, they had something to sell and something to buy. But the people in the city or village, they pay the price because of the shortage of the food, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, also the risk to be killed. I recall the plane, and I was in a very young age, and we used to know if that was a German plane, an Italian plane, English plane, because of the sound of the motor. And we used to listen to them from the morning to the evening and from the evening to the next morning. And they were high, which you cannot see it with your eyes. But we knew which plane was going by over our head. And speaking of bombs, the bombs, they were dropped at 4 kilometers from where I used to live. And that day I never forgot. The windows, they were cracked, and the noise, the ground was like a earthquake, and was really bad. And the people, they were afraid. And also at the sea level, which we are around 18 kilometers far from the sea level, down there was a disaster every night, which you heard the cannon from the ground and machine gun from the ground, and those airplane on air, which they drop bombs, they blow bridges, railroad, and Union Station, the city, and was really, really something which nobody can forget what we went through. And also during the war, my father used to work for the railroad, and we used to go up north in Italy with the train in Torino, Milan, Rome, Genoa. These are central city of north of Italy. And I saw buildings which those bombs, they were centered to the top of the roof. If the building was 18 floor high or 26 or 10 floor high, they were centered to the top, and all the floors, they were smashed, and you could see the windows, doors from outside, the walls standing up. and everything was burned. So the people who used to be on those buildings, they gone. And there's so many hundreds of thousands of people, which in Italy and Germany, they lost their lives for the wrong decision. That war was no call for that war, but Hitler, he started, and then Mussolini, he says, we get back you off, and so they made a team, and that was the wrong decision starting with. And a lot of innocent people, they lost their lives, and many of them, they've been injured, and they have to live, maybe someone is still alive today, with those injuries which they received because of the war, and they destroy their lives for the people which they are injured. The people who lost their life, they gone, they are for many years not any longer with us. So the war is really, really bad. And I cannot forget, and that is in the book, one evening we were in Naples Union Station, and the train was jumping, and the train moved, and nearby was a tunnel. We stopped. I said to my father, why the train stopped? And he says to me, well, I guess the engine haven't got any more gasoline. And I buy that answer. And when we got off in Calabria, I saw some of the cars, they were hit by the bombs. And the cars, they were damaged with dent, big dent and whatnot. And I says, what's that? And he says, well, when we pull off from Naples, they bombed the station. And the train just made it to take off, and we are all alive. Otherwise, if the train would stay there a minute or 2 minutes more, the train was destroyed.
Yeah. I remember from the book you talked about after the war and after your father's death, you took on the role of supporting the family.
I was 16 and a few months. And I had to work for a living, and I used to get the paycheck, and I used to give it to my mother, and my mother used to buy a few basic items which we need on a table each and every day. Salt, bread, pasta, oil, that's it. And the food was very scarce after the war. Even if you had the money, you could not buy. And we were starving. We had a good living in our house, but after the war, my father lost his life in the house fire. And I recall I went in bed more than one evening with empty stomach. I was not able to sleep for the pain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, they say, well, they laugh. They don't know what is starving. But I went through a starvation. I know what it's all about. And I had to work. Today I see these kids in Toronto working part-time. They blow the money to the right and to the left. And I'm not bundling each and every one all together. Eh? No. There is some good kids which they say to the mother and father, here is my paycheck. There is some other kids which they know the way to the bank to mm-hmm. save tomorrow to buy a house or a car or whatever, which they are good savior. But a good number of them, they are big spender. They spend it perhaps before they got the paycheck. And I say, well, I don't wish nobody to return to my days, but I used to get the paycheck. I never took money from the paycheck to go to a movie. I says, what for? My wife, my mother has to buy something to feed the three kids and herself, and I was the only breadwinner. And we had no blessed welfare on those days. If you swim, you would say you stay above water. If you don't swim, you starve. And believe me, the situation was very bad. And I recall the people from San Giorgio, which Soon my father died, they made a collection for us. They give us some money, we buy some food, but that money did not last forever. So I went through the really dark